I'm back. Welcome to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, and joining me in a few seconds will be Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast. And wouldn't you know it, I go on vacation. Yes, I know. I picked the wrong time for a vacation because some Spurs news, a little bit of Spurs news, popped up last week. And the Kawhi Leonard Spurs, he wants out, would happen. So go figure. I'm away. Big news comes down, so I apologize for that. But that's not only the big news that has been surrounding your Spurs. Rudy Gay, he opted out. He declined to pick up his player option, and more specifically, and he is now a free agent, not restricted. He is an unrestricted free agent. We're going to talk about that and a lot more. So let's go ahead and bring on Joe. And Joe, wouldn't you know it, I would go away in the Kawhi news breaks. I mean, what darn bad luck I have.
Oh, yeah, man. It's just one of those things. You just never know what's going to happen until it hits, you know. And being a member of the media, you know how that is. If you're not first, you're last, man.
Yep, I know. You're not first, you're last. But before we dive into everything that you probably already know about Kawhi Leonard and his reported trade demand, let's start off with a little bit fresher news, and that is Rudy Gay. I'm pretty sure you know by now, the news was broken last week. Rudy Gay decided to not pick up his player option. He is now an unrestricted free agent. Joe, are you shocked at this or not?
I can't say that I'm shocked. I mean, I don't blame Rudy Gay at all. I mean, he's going to check his options, you know, kind of test the waters and see if somebody's willing to give him a little bit more money. I mean, can you blame the guy after you hear all this news break about Kawhi? I think there's going to be a lot of things shifting, not just Rudy, possibly other things that are going to happen.
Yeah, and those other things could be Danny Green. He also has to make a decision soon. He recently said on ESPN San Antonio that a decision will be coming shortly. But circling back to Rudy Gay, I was a little shocked, I'm not going to lie, simply because of this. The Spurs were the only team, at least to give him a good deal, coming off that horrific Achilles heel injury that he suffered in Sacramento. They gave him a shot. They gave him time to mend, brought him back up to speed, his body. And he did pretty well considering the injury he got back, averaging double-digit points, was very effective off that bench, held a fourth down while Kawhi Leonard was out before Rudy himself got hurt. I thought maybe he would pick up that option, but this tells me that not only is he maybe looking for greener pastures and maybe a little bit more money outside of what the Spurs can get, I got to agree with you. Perhaps this is a sign that some players may be jumping ship. Now, let's look. We don't know what's going to happen with Kawhi Leonard. We'll talk about that in a bit. But if he decides not to accept that extension, this person could be looking very different next season. Does he, at his age and his position in his career, want to be part of a rebuilding process? Let's admit it, Joe. If the Spurs do pull a trigger on the Kawhi trade, it's almost like they're starting all over again, new pieces and new parts. They're probably not going to be contenders. That'd be good. They'll be a great team, but not really be contenders. Who knows what's going to happen with Danny Green? Who knows what's going to happen with Dallas Bertans? You remember, he's a restricted free agent as well. And who knows what's going to happen with Tony Parker? This team could look very different, and they'll be having to start from scratch if, oh my God, the worst happens where they don't bring back Parker, they do the trade, Danny Green declines, et cetera, et cetera. Joe, do you think the face of the Spurs, or the framework of the Spurs, that is changing? Do you think that may push away other players to come into San Antonio like Rudy Gay, who decided not to pick up his option?
I think Kawhi, you know, the Kawhi news that broke was the first domino to fall. Rudy Gay, no doubt, is the second domino, and I'm sure that we're going to see some others. And, you know, another thing that I'd like to touch on that's a big, you know, question mark, kind of an uncertain future for any prospects that might be wanting to come to San Antonio is Coach Pop. They don't know if he's going to be coaching beyond 2020. So now that you get word that Kawhi wants out, then you have Rudy Gay looking at other options. I mean, Rudy Gay and Danny Green share the same agent. So I think that Danny Green is going to probably, you know, keep a close eye on what happens with Rudy Gay, and that might have some sway on his decision too. So, you know, a lot of dominoes are going to be falling, and I think it's going to be a different team, no doubt. There's going to be a different look, but you really can't fault the players for checking their options out and testing these waters, because right now the Spurs are on troubled times. You know, they got to make some decisions fairly quickly, and you know, you do have the NBA draft coming up here soon, so there's a lot of things that are going to be happening.
Yeah, who knows if the Spurs are going to be swinging for the fences and making trades on draft day, considering the Kawhi Leonard news. Now, let's be very clear, this report that Leonard wants out is out there. It's just a report. It has not been confirmed by any of the parties involved, whether it be Kawhi's side or the Spurs side. So there's that. But if they do decide to swing for the fences and move up in the draft or maybe get some sort of deal done, that definitely is going to be a quick domino to fall. I think that might be the biggest domino to fall. And then we will see players like Danny Green make their decisions soon after, and et cetera, et cetera. You look at this Spurs team, and we are facing, if worst-case scenario happens and Kawhi doesn't get inked up with an extension, rebuilding light. You'll see them rebuild on the fly. So Rudy Gay, he's not a spring chicken anymore. He can't really wait around for his crack at the NBA title. And if it means that maybe he takes a pay cut to maybe go to a Houston, go to a Warriors, can you imagine that? Go to a team wherever LeBron goes. Let's just say he stays in Cleveland. He eats a deal in Cleveland, or he goes to L.A. Rudy Gay chases him. Rudy Gay could become a ring chaser. And look, just because Rudy Gay declined his player option does not mean that he cannot renegotiate with the Spurs. He's a free agent. So he can always say, hey, Spurs, I opted out, but if you offer me something better, I'll stay. So this is not the end of the world yet as far as Rudy Gay is concerned. Joe, do you think the Spurs will make an effort to bring him back?
I hope they do, because, I mean, if you have the uncertainty with Kawhi Leonard right now, I think my biggest focus would be going after and retaining some of your key pieces in a Rudy Gay, in a Kyle Anderson, and quite possibly even Danny Green. We have a lot of uncertainties, you know, with this free agency looming. We don't even know anything about Manu. We don't know anything about Tony. So I would think that the Spurs would like to go after the core group of players that can actually contribute right now and did a good job this past season. Rudy Gay, he was the second go-to guy in a lot of situations behind LaMarcus Aldridge. So he was instrumental in what the team's what the team did this last season. He was a big part of their success, and I'd hate to see him go.
Yeah, like I say, the NBA is a business, and Rudy Gay made a business decision. If he's looking for a better deal out there, or maybe he might see right on the wall, and this Spurs team could be looking at a lot of turnover next season, and maybe he doesn't want to be a part of that. So, well, hopefully Rudy Gay will stay a San Antonio Spur next season. We'll definitely find out. Let's go to start to go to the main event now, and that is Kawhi Leonard. Look, I'm not going to rehash everything for you. By now, you should know what has been reported. In a nutshell, he wants out. He's eyeing L.A. Neither reports, or all reports regarding this, have not been confirmed. And looks like the days of Kawhi wearing number 2 in silver and black are coming to an end, and they're looking bleak. But, Joe, one thing I think that we should talk about this now regarding Kawhi is this. It may be appearing doom and gloom right now, but we're not out of the woods yet. Popovich could work his magic, sit with him and talk with him and get this resolved. We saw this last year with LaMarcus Aldridge. Pop got it done, and Aldridge had one of his best seasons ever. Kawhi still in his prime. Hopefully they can meet. Pop can talk about this. So I guess my point is this. Maybe looking like doom and gloom and looking bleak, but the Spurs, with Popovich, they have a good puncher's chance at convincing Kawhi to stay if the reports are true.
Yeah, I mean, you just never know what's going to happen in these types of situations. It's always tough, no doubt, you know, but because we don't know anything. I think that's the hardest part, is that Spurs fans want to be in the know. They want to know everything that's going on, and unfortunately, we don't know if the meeting even took place yet or not. How do we know they didn't meet already? You know, there's no valid information out there. It's all coming from credible sources, but we haven't heard an official word yet from either camp. But I'm confident at this juncture that if the Spurs are just patient, things will eventually work themselves out for the better. Who knows? Like you said, Coach Pop will sit with Kawhi and smooth things out just like he did with LaMarcus Aldridge. And they start the year with a team who's unified. And, you know, we'll just leave the past behind us and move forward. You know, I would love to see that.
Yeah, one thing that I mentioned on the Ticket 760 Chris Duhl show while I was away on vacation in San Antonio, thanks again, Joe, for inviting me on as well, is $30 million to pass up, $30 million being the difference between what the Spurs can offer more than Max, the Supermax deal, versus any other team in the NBA. That's a lot of money. And for him to pass up that kind of money for L.A. just to go home, that tells me that there's something deeper there, something bigger. If it's not just about a money thing and getting paid the max money they can, and he wants to go home, either home is where the heart is, and Kawhi is proving that right now, or there's something else. There's something deeper. There's something perhaps bigger than simply just, I want to go home. Joe, do you think if he's willing to pass up on $30 million more bucks that the Spurs can offer him than any other team, does that concern you?
It does, you know, and I'll be honest with you, Jeff. Anybody that's willing to walk away from that amount of money, if you don't already have a plan B, that's a fool's game that you're playing. Why would you walk away from that amount of money if you don't already have something lined up? You know, we haven't heard anything. And this is a thing that Spurs fans need to really pay attention to. If the Spurs had entertained any offers already for Kawhi Leonard, you don't think that other GMs throughout the league would have already leaked information out to credible sources and we would hear a lot more than what we're hearing right now? So to me, it just seems like everything's quiet, which maybe they're still talking behind the scenes. That's what it just seems like to me. So I'm hopeful. I have hope, you know, and there's still a chance, but it's kind of fading as we get closer to the NBA draft, Jeff.
You may take that approach, but I actually say every day where there's no news is actually good news. The reason I say that is because the Spurs are going to take their sweet time if it's true that Kawhi wants out. I don't think they should rush into this. Like what happened with the Cavs when they rushed into the situation with Kyrie Irving when he wanted out. They rushed into it and they got IT. He was damaged goods, Isaiah Thomas. Yeah. And it ended up being a bad deal for Cleveland. The Spurs don't want to do that. I think the Spurs are going to take their time. And look, I know there's been a lot of talk about, well, don't send him west. Send him east. Get rid of him. Get him out of
the
conference.
Don't send him to the Lakers.
Yeah, send him to the Lakers. And look, I get it. You don't want to face a guy like that multiple times in the NBA season or possibly in the playoffs. You send a ship from east. But look, if Los Angeles or the Clippers or pick a team in the West that offers the Spurs some crazy deal, where if the Spurs are going to make out like bandits, and if it's in the West, they got him looked out for themselves. And if that means sending him West, so be it. I mean, are the Spurs, look, if Kawhi reportedly is looking out for himself, he's making himself number one. I don't know about Uncle Dennis, but if he's looking out to be number one right now, then the Spurs should do the same. Then fine, Kawhi, you got to look out for yourself. We got to look out for ourselves. And guess what? Sacramento is offering us the best mega deal than any other team. You go into the Kings. Or Atlanta is offering the Spurs some mega deal. He's going to Atlanta. Or the Mavericks are offering, you know, even if it's like from the worst team in the NBA to one of the better teams, like Boston, which in my eyes makes all the sense in the world. So be it. They cannot be having Kawhi Leonard dictate where he goes. I get it. It's a players league, but the Spurs, they have to look out for themselves. And if the Lakers present the best deal, then the Spurs have to take that. I know there are reports out there, Joe, about how the Spurs and Popovich won't even dare send him west. But do you think they got to back off of that type of mentality if it's true?
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I mean, you're going to have to go ahead and consider all your avenues, every single deal that comes up. You look at them, and at the end of the day, you're going to go with the best offer. You know, any smart team would do that. And the Spurs are no different. They've been one of the best, you know, teams in professional sports for the last 20 years. So I trust that they're going to make the best decision. It might not be one that's a favorite of the fans, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's a business. So fans have to put that aside and understand that the way the business end of things works is a lot different than putting your feelings first and you know, in center stage. You got to kind of put your feelings out of it.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the NBA is a business. Like, Rudy Gay made a business decision. If that's what it was, you know, fine, I get it. Go make yourself more money, Rudy Gay. Spurs is going to do the same thing, too. If the freaking Indiana Fever offered the Spurs the best deal, they got to take it. You know, so this is a situation the Spurs got to look out for themselves just as much as Kawhi is reportedly trying to get back home and make him feel good and make him in a desired position, his home of L.A. The Spurs got to do the same and look out for themselves. Now, look, there really hasn't been too much news. Yes, there's a slew of reports about fill-in-the-blank team is looking to make a trade for Kawhi, from the Cavs to the Lakers to the Clippers, you name it, to Boston, Suns. Almost every team. Yeah, so get ready for a lot of that. But in my opinion, I say there's no news that's actually good news for Spurs fans, because that means perhaps they're trying to iron things out. And look, at the end of the day, if a report comes out that the two sides made amends, don't be shocked. This is in the Spurs' history. They did it two times in my recollection, with LaMarcus Aldridge and Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan was on the plane leaving to Orlando, and Popovich talked to him, got him to calm down. He stayed a Spur.
They brought in David Robinson, too. They brought him 5-0 for that.
Yeah, and look what happened. Duncan avoided the mess in Orlando. You got Grant Hill, who went down with injury. Penny Hardaway went down with injury, and they never really amounted to much. Same thing with LaMarcus. You know, he could have gone to Phoenix. You know, who knows? Who knows where he could have landed? But he came back and became an NBA All-Star, and as of right now, looking like to be the face of the franchise if Kawhi doesn't stay. And you fast forward to today, you got Kawhi Leonard. Hopefully, you know, he realizes that the Spurs is where it's at, money-wise, financially, and roots. He became a champion here. He became an NBA All-Star here. He won Defensive Player of the League as a Spur. The system allowed him to become what he is and only added to his already set skill set. Joe, I'm going to put you on the spotlight here. At the end of the day, is he gone or is he staying?
I'm going to present something to Spurs fans right now that might just blow their minds. The Spurs don't actually have to make any trade for Kawhi Leonard before the start of the season. If they don't get an offer they like, they can go ahead and force Kawhi to play for the team and start the season as the San Antonio Spurs. The Spurs don't realistically have to make any offer for Kawhi Leonard or make a trade offer with any other team. Right now, they have up until February of 2019. So if they don't get an offer that makes sense to them, they can just go ahead and force him to play. And then if they have, you know, how teams get desperate sometimes, Jeff, injury rears its ugly head and they need somebody ASAP and they start doing some crazy deals. And maybe the Spurs get a better offer if they make him play. I mean, stranger things have happened, but everybody just has to, like, calm down and look at all the scenarios. And, you know, I even wrote an article saying if Kawhi Leonard leaves the Spurs will be all right. We do have some players. And the Spurs do know how to pick in the draft, and they know how to, you know, develop players. So this team won 47 games without Kawhi. So I think they're going to be just fine.
Yeah, I think they're going to be fine. I look what they did without him last season. Look, the Spurs already lived life without Kawhi Leonard. They did it for an entire season, practically, the last 9 games. And they did pretty good, considering what they had to work with. They had a Kawhi Leonard that was out for much of the season. They had a Rudy Gay that was out for a good chunk of the season with an injury. Parker didn't play till later in the season. Ginobili was in and out. You had guys like Joffrey Laverne, and I get it, it's Joffrey Laverne, but again, nonetheless, that's still a body out.
Even Rudy Gay?
With injury. I say that again?
I said even Rudy Gay was injured.
Rudy Gay was hurt, and they still made it to the playoffs. They gave the Warriors a good run, so to speak. You know, they were not going out swinging. They beat the Warriors once. Cavs can't say that. So at the end of the day, I think the Spurs will be fine. Now, you take what they did last season, and then you bring in young players or picks that the Spurs could possibly get if they decide to trade Kawhi, and you get a rejuvenated LaMarcus, and you get a young team, perhaps more athletic than the Spurs desperately need to get. I think the Spurs will be great. You know, again, yes, he is a two-time NBA Defensive Player of the Year, but last I checked, let me think here, Joe. Weren't the Spurs either number one or at least tops in NBA defensive points per game without Kawhi Leonard?
They sure were. They were one of the better defensive teams in all of, you know, the league. So they'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll sting a little bit. It's gonna hurt. You're gonna hate them if they do trade them. Fans already burning his jersey. There's video out there, but I think come off the ledge a little bit, accept it if he's gone, but realize the Spurs, the system, Popovich, the type of team structure they run, I think the Spurs will be just fine. But we want to hear what you have to say about the Kawhi Leonard situation and Rudy Gay. You know, how do you feel about that news? You can email me at jeffgarcia74@gmail.com or on Twitter at @JeffGSpursZone. Joe's going to talk to you about Two Shots Podcast now.
Yeah, you can find us at twoshotssa.com on the World Wide Web. And you can also find us at Two Shots Podcast, TWOSHOTS Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yep, go check him out. Follow him wherever Joe's going to be because he puts out a lot of great content. But for Jill Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia, and we're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.